For the first time in 7 years, Urban Meyer will not be on the sidelines as the Ohio State football team opens a new season.
I should have demanded more from him and recognized red flags. I needed to show more care and concern for the entirety of the situation and the people involved.
The football coach speaking last night as the school announced he is suspended for not properly handling reports of domestic violence involving a former assistant coach. Joining us now after a marathon Board of Trustees meeting followed by a late night press conference is WOSU's Nick Evans. Nick, first, let's start with the exact punishments for Meyer and Athletic Director Gene Smith.
Well, I think the first thing to mention is that no heads are rolling. There will just be suspensions here. The head coach will be suspended through September 2nd of this year, but he will also not be on the sidelines for games on September 1st, September 8th, and September 15th. He won't be paid either. For Gene Smith, the athletic director, he'll be suspended from August 31st through September 16th. So through the same period of time as Urban Meyer will not be on the sidelines, but Urban Meyer's his underlying suspension will stop on the 2nd. So I think you can expect him to be participating in practices, it seems, but he will not be there for games.
What were the main motivating factors for OSU President Michael Drake and the Board of Trustees, both in regard to Meyer and Gene Smith?
The whole thing that this is based on is a report put together by an independent working group. And what they found was that essentially they chalked it up to a misunderstanding, right? So when Gene Smith and Urban Meyer found out about the domestic violence accusations against their former receivers coach, Zach Smith, Coach Meyer sent it up to Smith, but then they didn't report it further because they wanted to wait for law enforcement to make a move. And this report says that was not the right thing to do. They should have advanced the accusations further, and they didn't. But at the same time, the working group says they were operating in good faith. One of the things that Urban Meyer says is that Zach Smith was the grandson of Earl Bruce, a former Ohio State coach that was a major mentor to Urban Meyer. In fact, he says Earl Bruce is second only to his father in some interviews. So let's have a listen to this.
I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce, who was my mentor and like a father to me, likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years.
Meyer is speaking about his connections to Earl Bruce. Meyer last night also said that he was never made aware of text messages that Zach Smith's then-wife sent to Meyer's wife, Shelly Meyer, in 2015. The publishing of those messages is what originally led OSU to put Meyer on leave. Nick, all of this followed what I think I would call a bizarre day. It was a press conference that was very choreographed. It also somehow seemed thrown together. And that followed an all-day meeting by trustees.
It was an odyssey. imagine being in a hotel lobby that lost its hotel for like 12 hours. We saw trustees shuttling back and forth on the second floor, going from room to room, one would assume trying to get various parties on the same page about, you know, what the findings are, what the punishments will be, and how to handle coming before the public to let everyone know about it. We were called into this press conference at almost 9 p.m. The trustees meeting started at 9 a.m. And to their credit, you know, they did come forward. Everyone spoke and they did take questions, a number of questions from the media, getting to, you know, the intricacies of these allegations.
WOSU's Nick Evans reporting on suspensions for OSU football coach Urban Meyer and athletic director Gene Smith. That was over how they handled domestic violence allegations against a former assistant coach. Nick, great job. Hope you get some sleep.
I will do my best. Thank you very much.